So eastern hemlock trees are falling to hemlock woolly adelgid, the invasive insect, at an alarming rate. And some are worried that one of the oldest stands of hemlock trees in the east will be next. Cook Forest State Park is in northwest Pennsylvania and is home to over 300 acres of old-growth forest, including hemlock trees that are hundreds of years old. In fact, the largest known hemlock by volume in all of the Northeast is there, 135 feet high and almost 14 feet around. Hemlock woolly adelgid, or HWA, is there too. David Rahm of Wild Excellence Films and his wife, fellow filmmaker Melissa Rahm, decided to do something about it. They made a short documentary, Cathedral, The Fight to Save the Ancient Hemlocks of Cook Forest. And recently I sat down with David Rahm to talk about it. Tell me a little bit about the old growth trees in Cook Forest and why you wanted to make a film about them.
Well, we spent many, many years up at Cook Forest hiking and photographing things, and it's unique, of course, because of the old growth forest and how old these trees really are, the hemlocks. So it wasn't until one day we were with Dale Luthinger. Dale is the premier education specialist for Pennsylvania State Parks.
Cook Forest is just an incredible place. And to be able to share that with other people is a great privilege.
He didn't quite seem like himself. And we were like, hey, what's wrong? Everything okay? And he's like, the forest is in trouble. We're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, there's this new thing, this infestation in HWA. So he told us all about it. We couldn't believe it. And then we saw the pictures from, you know, North Carolina and where it first started in Virginia. Wow. You know, that could easily happen here, you know.
Yeah, what is the history of HWA, that's hemlock woolly adelgid, the invasive insect in Cook Forest?
It was discovered at Cook Forest in 2013, 2014, I believe, for the first time. So that was a very poignant day because it's so tiny and it spreads so fast. It's really important to get it early on. They've lost a few nice big trees. They're treating the trees with a chemical drench that goes in on the roots of these hemlock trees. That's the main thing. They have treated with insects, beetles, that feed on exclusively HWA. So that's having some success. So it's a multiple treatments. It's not one silver bullet.
Who is the narrator of the film?
That is Dr. Joe Maloof. She is the executive director of the Old Growth Forest Network. She's an amazing lady, does so much for forests and forest education.
The older forests are so important for so many reasons. They're important to humans, I think, as a spiritual and aesthetic touchstone, so we can see and understand what our planet does on its own when we don't interfere.
Dr. Joan Maloof, you know, she's written several books on forest ecology and forest health and forest management. She's a true expert and just a super person. And we loved her voice, too. She's got a perfect voice for that kind of thing.
Hemlock woolly adelgid doesn't have any native predators in the eastern United States. Very cold winters provide some hope and the most natural way of controlling it. The insect cannot survive prolonged or bitter cold. But with a changing climate, cold winters may become fewer and farther between.
What would it mean to lose the hemlocks in Cook's Forest to the ecosystem there and also to people?
Cook Forest would be a much different place. Much different. You'd have great open spaces. And if you've been to Cook Forest, there's, you know, a sheltering ability that these hemlock trees provide.
Yeah, there's a clip from Dale Luthringer.
Colder water can actually hold more dissolved oxygen, which is the oxygen that the fish breathe. Certain studies have shown that water that has flown from a deciduous forest into a hemlock forest has decreased in temperature 5 to 7 degrees Fahrenheit, which is incredible.
There's a lot of wildlife. Migrating birds love Cook Forest. Way up in the canopies, you know, they're safe there. They're protected. They reintroduce fishers there not too long ago. So it's like a mink, but a little bigger. I mean, 120 some foot trees, you know, you take away even half of them, you're going to see a huge difference. So to people, I think Cook Forest means a tremendous amount. They get 500,000 visitors a year. More aren't going to visit if it's not the same forest.
At the beginning of the film, there's a quote sort of on the screen by writer Edward Abbey. Sentiment without action is the ruin of the soul. So what do you want people to think about and to do as a result of seeing this film?
Well, a lot of people are genuinely concerned and kind of upset, you know, that this is happening. We screened this film throughout Pennsylvania, and you know, sentiment without action, you know, it's nice to be sentimental, but then there's a next step. You know, being sentimental is not going to do it, because we're going to lose trees, and this is an ongoing huge expense for the state, for the park. So we just want to be sure, you know, people understand it's a long-term battle. They can make a small donation, make a big donation. They can get involved in work days and monitoring days. Some of the places in Cook Forest are really hard to get to. They're on terribly steep slopes, and, you know, the park can't get to all of them. But monitoring can be just you're out for a hike or a walk. You know, all you have to do is turn a little branch over, and, you know, you're not hurting the tree or anything. Just take a look at it. And the park might not know where HWA is from year to year. HWA can get carried by wind. It can get carried by people. It can get carried by birds. So it might be in one grove one year and not in another grove. And then they treat the one grove that they saw it in, and then now it's in the new grove. Or it might not be. You know, hope's not lost. We're all very hopeful that there's going to be a technology or a biotechnology that can help eradicate HWA and help these trees. But right now, you know, we're just trying to keep up. Treatment methods are working. We say that in the film. Nothing's 100%. But the state is really committed. We want to make sure the forest is there forever, as long as we can.
When you walk through this cathedral, it does something to you. You will have a love for this ancient forest that carries through your life. Walking here, I am at peace. But never far from my mind is what could happen.
David Rahm is one of the filmmakers behind Cathedral, the fight to save the ancient hemlocks of Cook Forest. You can find a schedule of upcoming screenings and the trailer at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. And all of the stories in our Wild PA series are there too. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.